Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Davis. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chito Martinez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Slusarski. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown strikes out. There goes Henderson. The throw from Hoyles to Ripken, and Henderson is out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoyles hits a fly ball towards center. Wilson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wilson. Hoyles moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bordick strikes out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Wilson. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Devereaux. The throw from Steinbach and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Devereaux scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Harold Baines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan juggles the ball. That's an error on Milligan. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milligan moves to second. Glenn Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Milligan moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. Kevin Campbell now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards first. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chito Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bordick moves to second. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson is hit by the pitch. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken bunts in front of the plate. Steinbach juggles the ball. That's an error on Steinbach. Hoyles moves to third. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan strikes out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. Ripken scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Devereaux moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Orioles. Vince Horsman now pitching. Chito Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McLemore now playing second base. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McLemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Jamie Quirk now catching. Scott Brosius now playing right field. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillig is covering, for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Willie Wilson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive off the glove of Milligan, and into shallow right field. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Mike Bordick, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bordick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Russell now pitching. Eric Fox now playing left field. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Milligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Milligan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a line drive towards first. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. David Sege now playing first base. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Pat Clements now pitching. Randy Reddy pinch hits for Harold Baines. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Reddy hits a line drive beyond second. McLemore can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brown moves to second. Lance Blankenship pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. Todd Froworth now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Froworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.